Chapter 2. As Murtaugh led the way through the halls of the stronghold, Lord Scourge did his best to ignore the pain radiating from his wounded shoulder. Instead, he focused on his surroundings, hoping to learn more of Lord Nyriss before they came face to face. The interior architecture was typical of Sith aristocracy, a series of long, wide corridors with thick stone walls, vaulted ceilings, and countless imposing steel doors, all closed to conceal the rooms behind them. The halls were lavishly decorated in bold colors, red, black, and purple. Expensive woven rugs covered the floors, and the walls were lined with a collection of pictures, sculptures, and holoprojections worthy of any museum. Murtaugh set a quick pace, giving Scourge little time to study the works. However, Setchel, trailing a few steps behind, provided a running commentary on significant pieces as they marched past.
"This is a bust of the infamous warlord Ugroth. He swore fealty to Darth Nyriss a dozen years ago when she led an imperial force into a sector to subdue a potential uprising. This holoprojection was a gift from Queen Ressa of Drezi to thank Darth Nyriss for her merciful treatment of the royal family when the Empire conquered their world. Her husband was executed, but the Queen and her children were spared. This portrait commemorates Darth Nyriss's victory during..."
Realizing he wasn't going to gain any real insight from Setchel's descriptions, Scourge tuned him out. Still, he understood and appreciated the overt display of opulence. Nyriss was a member of the Dark Council. She was one of the 12 most important and influential individuals in the Empire. The material treasures were a symbol of her own worth, a reminder to any visitors that she was a being of rank and power. Numerous sentries stood guard throughout the halls. They nodded in acknowledgement as Murtaugh passed. Such a high number of guards stationed inside the stronghold was a bit atypical, but considering the recent assassination attempts, it wasn't unexpected. Scourge wondered if Murtaugh would increase their numbers given the most recent incident, though Scourge wasn't convinced it had actually been an assassination attempt. The dark side fed on passion and raw emotion, but it was important to temper it with cold analysis and reason. Even as he marched to meet his new liege, Scourge's mind was trying to piece together the parts of a puzzle that didn't seem to fit. The alleged assassins had struck in the courtyard, exposing their presence while still outside the secured walls and gates of the stronghold. Even if Scourge hadn't stopped them, there was no chance they could actually have gotten inside the building to strike at Nyriss, which probably meant she wasn't their real target. He was.